Back at it again. It's Sunday morning. About to do this quick podcast. Today's going to be quick because it's one of those topics that you can go on and on and on with so many different examples. So I'm going to get straight to the point. Today, I'm going to speak on like men, women, we speak the same language, but it has different meanings. We may say similar things, but it has different meanings. Now, this may be mainly for the ones that are in relationships or marriages that live together. They will understand it a little more. But if you're dating and seeing someone, it still has that effect. Men and women speak the same language. Excuse me. But we mean different things. And maybe it's just a communication issue. Or maybe it's just the saying men think with a different side of their brain than women. A lot of that is possibly true. Okay. The first one. Okay. Like, say if a man and a woman is going out. A woman will quick to say, I don't have anything to wear. I don't have anything to wear. But us guys, we're thinking like, you have a whole closet full of clothes. And most of the time, the woman takes up more of the closet for her clothes than the man in the relationship, I think. It's a shame if your man takes up most of the closet. But that's just traditional. But a woman will quickly say, I have nothing to wear. Now, if a man say he don't have anything to wear, he's really saying he don't have anything to wear. Because a man can be comfortable with basketball shorts or sweats. Now, and we feel good. Now, like I said, a woman can have a closet full of clothes, nice stuff. But because she done wore it, or maybe it's old, she feel like she don't have any clothes to wear. Men, if we said we really don't have nothing to wear. Because if we pop up with something on like sweats, the female may say, you didn't have anything else to put on? Literally, we didn't. Okay, next thing. We're at a restaurant. Now, you're asking her what she want. As a man, you may say, I'm okay with whatever. Now, a man, we'll do something like, chicken strips and fries, for instance. We just ordered chicken strips and fries. The woman orders. She orders steak, salad, baked potato, broccoli, with a side of shrimp. She gets like a platter. Now, let alone, remember this. When you and the woman at the restaurant, you asked her, what does she want to order? She asked you, what do you want to order? But as a man, you were okay with the chicken strips and fries. Now her, she's like, I'm not eating nothing basic like that because we eat that all the time. So she splurged a little. She went with the steak, the shrimp, the broccoli, the baked potato. She got the whole spread. All of a sudden, when the man plates when the man's plate come out, like I say, chicken strips and fries. Her tray comes out. And now, a lot of people will agree with me on this. His plate comes out, her plate comes out. But what the woman will do, this is what she'll say. Oh, babe, them fries look so good. Now, let alone she got steak, shrimp, and baked potato. So she starts eating her man's fries and start using his dip that he's using for his nuggets. Now, after that, she asked for a chicken nugget. And then she said, why are you getting mad? I'm only having one chicken nugget. But like I said, when you first sat down to order, she gets on the mail about ordering chicken strips and fries because we always eat that. But a woman will tend to go in your plate like as if she didn't just say, why are you ordering that? But I guess women are confused. Next example. Man and woman going out. The woman, okay, the show starts at 8. And she says she wants to get there early. She tells you about 10 times in 1 week, don't be late. I want to get there so we can get good seats. So the man says, okay, what time do you want me to pick you up? The woman says 7:30. Okay. The man wants to get there early too. But the lady already said be there at 7:30. So what will we do? We will arrive to pick her up at 7:40. Because we know she might not be ready. And when we arrive at 7:40, gave her 10 extra minutes. Yeah, guess what happened? She's just putting her makeup on. But we let alone gave her 10 extra minutes. But all week she want us to be on time. And some people can agree with that. We were late. And a female still will put makeup on. Another instance. Okay. Yeah, let's just say couple has a kid. And the woman says, watch the baby right quick. I'll be right back. Okay. Now, if a man says, watch the baby right quick, we mean right quick. A woman's right quick might end up being 3 to 4 hours because she went to a store, saw a good sale, and it took her a little extra time. But that's what a woman's right quick is. A man's right quick is, we'll be back in 30 minutes. That's normally our right quick. Okay. When it comes down to being broke or not having money, a woman can say she's broke. But when a woman says she's broke, she spent all of her money and still have some money left. But the money that she has left, she's going to keep it herself. And she expects to spend her dues money. That's a woman's idea of broke. But that's what I think. Now, when a man say that he is broke, that means he has spent a limit and he's not spending anymore. All the money that he planned on spending, that's it. Everything else goes to bills. So it's a difference when she say she's broke and he say he's broke. Now, the last one I'm going to do, and I know a lot of men can relate to this, and maybe women. Okay, when it comes down to being hot or cold, a woman will say, cut on the heat, because it'd be chilly at the house. Okay? A man will come home, cut the heat on, say around 72. And the first thing that that woman will say, why do you have it so cold in here? Why is it so cold? But you set it on 72 because you think that's a comfortable temperature. You don't know. Normally, you know, she said cut the heat on to get the chills off the house. So you're cutting the heat on to get the chills off the house, but you set it to 72. But the first question is, why is it so cold in here? So it's like, it's a communication thing. Because what we're hearing, what we're perceiving is two different things. But it's many more that I can use, many more examples. But out of the ones I use, I know somebody can relate to one of those. And I know if you dealing as a male, you're dealing with a woman, you can relate to a woman feeling like she does not have anything to wear. And closet is full. But like I said, it was so many examples that I could use. But I gave some quick ones because the whole deal of the podcast is not to have a long listen. It's a quick listen. You're in and you're out. I know people have stuff to do. That's why I try to keep it down to 15 minutes or under. This week in the news, you know, everybody's tripping off Ukraine and Russia. But I just hope that they find a solution, because a lot of kids and older people are losing their life. They're trying to get out of the country. And at the end of the day, war is not good for anybody. And that's all I have.